The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, you know the last story we're going to do of the night? I mean, that's 2 hours from now, super done. I'm laughing about it. I don't know if I'm going to get through the show before we get to our final story tonight.
Really?
The naming of like a Coast Guard cutter for the Arctic region in Britain. I told my wife and my son what they named it, at least by a Democratic vote, and they just like, they're still cracking up. It's one of those stories that I don't know if I'll make it through the show today.
Yeah, it
is definitely unique.
And partly, and I know there's another story about dumpster diving that's rather interesting we'll get to, fascinating about the claims that we can't feed the people of planet Earth when you see how well they survived 6 months doing that. Also, if you want your name changed on a driver's license, we got a really cool story on that, too. It's like, what is this show about? Good Lord, I don't know. You know what? I think I'm a little bit goofy. No, I'm always goofy. Maybe a little punchy McStuffins today. I got a couple of nights in a row good sleep over the weekend when I finally made it home after, you know, going out with my daughter to see the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Feeling good. Then my wife just was down for the count last 2 days. She was, as hard as I was working on the road on those 10 days, she was doing that with the kids for 10 days without me, running like crazy. And it hit her. It knocked her out. So I've been playing Mr. Mom for the last 2 days, and I'm not the best at it. The kitchen?
It's not an easy job, is it?
No, and I was never under the impression that it was, just so you know. But my gosh, it's just not. I don't know how you, well, whoever does it, how you function doing it. It's incredible. I mean, like I said, the kitchen was not as bad a disaster as I thought it would be. I had to compromise and cut corners and do some things that I wouldn't normally do in terms of pre-prepared organic foods. But we made it through, and she's on the mend. But if I fall asleep or I'm extra silly today, it's because the last two nights it's not been on top of the days. Again, this is not a complaint. I just like folks to know a little bit about where I'm at energetically so you can interpret, you know, my signals better, perhaps. That I'm not mad at Super Don for anything he's done or said or hasn't done or hasn't said, because there's nothing going on there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that about, you know, everything that's involved in being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article that came out a few years ago, and I think we may have even covered this. I don't know if you remember this, but if you took everything that a mom's job description is,
yep,
and you converted that into like a real world salary.
Yeah.
They calculated and it came out that the annual salary of a mom with all of the jobs that she has to do would come out to like $138,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's just most men could not afford to have a wife. Or, yeah, I'm just saying.
We could just sit home and just, yeah, you know, watch TV and eat bonbons, right?
Honey, you can't afford me. This would be the message, right? We can't work hard enough. Anyway, this isn't a show about division of labor, I suppose. But you gotta find a way to make it work. That's whatever you gotta do. But my gosh, it's the hardest job in the world, raising kids, keeping them clean, safe, and functional. And at a certain point, you gotta turn them over to the world. But hopefully, they're prepared, and that's what we work our little tushies off to do. I just saw Cal Jam just put out a nice meme of David Kennedy, our good buddy DDS from the Cal Jam. He says, I think the CDC stands for the Centers for Disease Creation, or Causation. I've said creation for years. He said causation. A little more fancy, CDC. Can we just admit, finally, once and for all, that modern medicine and its claims of the mantle of science is a fraud? Can we just admit that it is a dogma in a weird religion where they poison people for profit? Can we just get beyond this claim that medical science is science? I mean, that's where we're really going to open the show today. And there's a couple of national news stories I want to hit that are really good on this. Stunning admission that science is fraud. Medical journals more likely to recommend high-profit drugs when they are funded by big pharma advertising. Now, if you step away from that for a moment and just say, okay, a magazine that takes advertising from certain types of companies is more likely to give favorable editorialization towards that. Or one day you wake up and you realize the mainstream media is fraudulent in that it claims to be reporting the news when it's really trying to sway or create public opinion in certain directions to make it think like, make the people think it was their idea to enslave themselves to pharmaceutical drugs, for instance. You know, like the evening news or daytime television. 50, 60, 70%, how many of the ads are for pharmaceutical drugs? And so this was an overview study that found out that the journals that do take advertising from pharmaceutical drug companies, they're financed by these ads. They're much more likely to recommend new medications in those journals than the journals that don't take advertising. In other words, they're just paid for by subscriptions.
This is literally a moment of duh.
Isn't it, though?
I mean, you really think about it, right?
Yeah, it is. I think, though, it's, you know, when I come to that, can we just admit scenario? Can we just admit that it's basically all fraud? It's all about marketing, getting you to believe that you have a drug deficiency disease. And this was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. They looked at 11 German journal articles, or four articles, on some newer drug that was heavily promoted at the same time, like the cholesterol drug Zetia from Merck. And a lot of folks were reading it, but if they had advertisement from Merck, they were very favorable in, yeah, get your patients on it. Tell them the doctors get those patients on it. 250 articles promoting the use of these new drugs in five free journals. They're free because they were paid for with advertising money. And listen, folks, we offer this show free because there are advertisers. I don't control the advertising totally because we, you know, share the bucket of minutes with our syndicators. But for the most part, you know, I have control over the things I talk about on the air, the things that I utilize, and we've been at this for long enough. I think you know where I'm at. But at the same time, I'm not telling you to believe what I say on the air just because I say it. You gotta find my track record. Is it legit? Is it real? Does it work for you or not? And I think we need to look at all media that way. And of course, if you're paying for it, if you're subscribing to it and there are no ads, that may be a more pure way to do it. I have not elected to do that because I think people got enough money to spend on things that they vitally need. And hopefully they're doing that. But they found 250 articles in those drug journals that were free because the ads paid for them. And then in the, what was the one here? I'm trying to think, because in the ones that didn't have any advertising, I think they only found a small fraction of them that were biased in that way. In other words, the articles were more honest about, well, here's the ups, here's the downs, as opposed to, oh, it's rah, 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 take this drug, go contact your local cheerleader representative of that drug company and get more of it. So it's not really new. But it's an awareness scenario happening. You know, it's kind of starting to bubble over where people are seeing through this charade. And if we extend it out to a more, let's say, a real world fraud perpetrated on the American people or the people of the Western world, it's another story here about the falsified data leading to millions of children being poisoned by psychiatric medicine. One of the biggest frauds in American healthcare history, it's been called. Used to be pharmaceutical giant SmithKline-Beecham, now GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. Proven to have falsified data in clinical trials for an ineffective antidepressant drug that caused, guess what? You know it, suicidal thoughts in more than 10% of children to whom it was prescribed. Now, can you imagine if one out of every 10 times you gave a kid, I don't know, what's a big kid drug? You know, kids that give, I don't give kids, my kids drugs, but Super Don, do you remember, what is it that you give your kids a lot? Not you specifically, but, you know, in general.
You mean, okay. Well, okay, so you mean something like over-the-counter, you mean?
Or prescription. I mean, yeah, but just something
yeah,
that
yeah, you know, I mean, regularly. I suppose when they'd have colds or something like that, you'd give them something like Robitussin or something okay. like that for, you know, for something like that. Or if it was a prescription drug, I mean, usually, honestly, most of the time when there was a prescription drug, it was an antibiotic of
sure,
some
sure. But let's use the Robitussin example. What if one out of 10 times the scientific studies that led to the approval of the drug said that, you know, one out of 10 times you give your kid Robitussin, he's going to have suicidal thoughts. I mean, one out of 10. You know, they argue about the danger of vaccines. Oh, it's not dangerous, one in a million. Well, we know that's not true, but what if it was one in 10, and they acknowledged that, and they covered it up and said, just give it to him anyway. And we're talking about Paxil, primarily. And this was, you know, it was introduced in 2001, and then they said, oh, we got a trial that shows that it's generally well tolerated by children and adolescents suffering from depression, when in fact it drove 10% of them at least into more suicidal ideation. I don't know about the behaviors. But it was prescribed to 2 million, more than 2 million children the following year, based on BS. Again, the research in reality, the BMJ put it out there, showed that this Paxil was no more effective than a placebo and caused suicidal impact in 12 out of 93. That's over 10% of the kids who took the drug. And they just ignored that, covered it up, bribed the medical profession to promote it, just like we talked about previously in the other story in the journals that were taking drug money advertising. Overstate the benefits, understate the dangers. Imagine, if you will, happy camper pills. You ever seen those happy camper pills? Supposed to be like dietary supplement uppers, right? Make you happy.
Happy camper. Okay.
Yeah. No, there's something called. I'm picking on them. It's just the name that came to me. This. Just imagine if one out of every 10 people that took happy camper had suicidal ideation. Again, congressional hearings. Shut down, hunt them down, shoot them, kill them, whatever you got to do to get those supplements off the street. But we're dealing with the state-sanctioned religion. And in addition to the drugs, for kids as well, the most dangerous of the sacraments that have no scientific evidence showing safety or efficacy, vaccinations, right then and there. All right, we're going to take a poll. We're going to find out how many of you trust the media and if that means anything in the real world. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on live. Next couple hours here on GCN.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just you and me, kids, tonight. No guests scheduled, so if you tune in for anybody else but me and Super D, you have permission to leave. If you like what I have to say and occasionally the banter with Super Don, then hang out and have some fun with us tonight. Or call us up. Better yet, you can call us live on the air. 866-939-BELL. Bell. That's right. 866-939-2355. I feel like punching McStuffins right now. Oh, my gosh. You know,
punchy
last
Punchy McStuffins?
Night, yes, Punchy McStuffins. So don't cross me, buddy. Last night on the show, you couldn't hear it. You know, I've got my studio set up as an extension beyond the garage. It's really kind of a cool little place, so it's very quiet. But my son was having teenage angst, and he put on the boxing gloves and was just wailing on the heavy bag. Almost the entire 2 hours we were on the air yesterday.
Da, da, da,
it was
da,
great.
Da, da.
But that shows I got enough soundproofing in the studio, so we're good. Nobody knew but me. Anyway, he says, Dad, if you're still awake tonight, we can hit the bag after you're off the air. I'm like, oh, I don't know, kid. I haven't slept much. We'll see.
No, that's kind of cool, though, you know?
Yeah. No, that's right. If I'm up for it, I'll do it. If I'm still punchy McStuffins, I'll punchy the heavy bag McStuffins out of it. So, no, that's good. He's hitting a new level of hormonal surge, I think, right? It's like it's got to be big now. He's working out.
You got to still show him, though, that you're king, right?
It's not going on for much longer, I'll tell you that. I just feel it. So, okay, back to the show. Back to the show, folks. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. The show notes are up. I haven't gotten a chance to go through them all, but I know we've got a lot of things we want to get at. There's a poll that was conducted, and it is specifically about trust in the media. true. What was the? What was the name of that snake in the Jungle Book? Because they just released the Jungle Book. There was Shere Khan. He was the tiger.
Now that's
and it's Mowgli, the little kid, and then the snake was named.
Yeah, Baloo. That was the bear.
Right. But I just remember that.
I'm not Googling right now.
I think guy who played Weenie the Pooh. Did I say that right? Weenie the Pooh? No, it's Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie
right?
the Pooh.
His voice in the original Disney version was also the voice of that snake.
His name is Ka.
Ka, thank you, the snake. And you remember he sang that song, Trust in Me? I don't even know the tune, but Trust in Me. And, of course, he would do the squirrely eyes, and then you'd be hypnotized.
Right.
And that's how the mainstream media works. John Rappaport threw another massive article. It's not so big, but it's massive because of the mass of the article. It's so great what he put in there, and it's up at robertscottbell.com. You can get Rappaport stuff here, too. But trust in the news media. Good news is it's being eroded by perceptions of inaccuracy and bias, fueled in part by American skepticism about what they read on social media. So the fact that we have access to different viewpoints beyond the official stories, tat tip to, of course, Liam, according to the poll, just 6% of us trust the media, or at least that's what they say. The question is that 6% a real statement, or just I want to sound just like everybody else because, of course I don't trust the media, but at the same time, they listen to Brian Williams, who lies to them on MSNBC.
Who has a job still.
Yeah, he's still got a job. You lied to everybody. Now, we'll hire you. We'll put you on the lower tier, but you'll still be here, right? We don't want to. You were a good liar for a long time. So the question is, why is this happening? Just look at the movie Vaxxed and the way the mainstream media attacked the movie, not by what was in it, not mentioning, in fact, anything that was in it, particularly what it was about, the CDC whistleblower, but by attacking one of the filmmakers in ways that were not even accurate to begin with, claiming that he did a fraudulent study, which is not true, claiming that he caused the MMR vaccine, caused autism, which he didn't. And you begin to see, at least in our realm, it's much more obvious perhaps, but if you begin to extrapolate into other areas, whether it be about war, going to war, terrorism, all of these things, how much of it is real, how much of it is designed to fire you up to get behind something or to make you believe you've come up with the idea yourself. Consensus reality, that's the latest article at robertscottbell.com from John Rappaport. How does the media artificially create consensus reality? Gets you to believe what is real. Because people that say they don't trust the media, they'll often say, well, I don't believe what you're saying, Robert Scott Bell, until I see it on the evening news. And I don't think there's anything I can do to convince you until some horrible tragedy strikes you and I don't want that. I wish that on anybody. But that lets you see firsthand how badly they've lied to you. Particularly about, the many thousands of parents that learned how badly they were lied to by the government and the media in regards to vaccine safety, who are now dealing with children on the autism spectrum. All right, back with the question of the day from Canada after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, It's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And occasionally having a good time doing it. Oh, who am I kidding? We have a good time all the time doing this, don't we, Puberty? There could be a lot of other worse things to be doing than bring the power to heal back to the people where it belongs.
Oh, absolutely.
Seeing through the lies of the lame old media, pharmaceutically conflicted as it is. And
only believed by 6% of the population, which is equal to Congress.
Yeah, I you know, just part of me doubts the 6% number. I think this is a question of people saying, you know what, I don't want to look like an idiot. I'm going to say I don't believe them.
It's yeah, like the dude, you got to look at the high ratings of Fox News, though. I mean, there are people watching it.
Exactly. So where are they? They're the only 6% that believe it. I just it's kind of like those that say they hate Congress and they keep voting their congressman back in.
So,
well, that's true, because listen, people have that syndrome. It's like, oh, all those Congress people suck. I don't trust them. They're all a bunch of crooks, except for my congressman.
Right, and you'll say, well, I like XYZ station in my city, and I'll watch that for local news, as if that's any better. You know, unless Ben Swan's on it, like WGNX in Atlanta, you're really not doing so well as far as accuracy. Other than, you know, they can accurately report a traffic accident or a shooting. But it really, is that where you want to focus your energy?
Well, I think, listen, I think the hometown news is you know, you can rely on that, and I think more than you can on the nationally syndicated.
Oh, come on.
Because they're not as controlled.
Yeah, about local
stuff. I think
so.
I think it's a different level.
About local stuff?
It's a different
stuff.
Level. Now, listen, they are connected, yes.
Yes, but
yeah,
remember
well, sure, about local stuff, and then the national stuff, they generally will they'll just read the book, you know, the memo on that.
Yeah, because you've seen the videos done of, like, a story will come down from on high, and they'll go to every local affiliate, and they'll read the same
right, every
words.
CBS affiliate plays the same video, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. So you can't ask them questions of the day. Not like they would answer it for you, but occasionally here, I think we will.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's coming from Andre in Burlington, Ontario. Burlington, Ontario. Hey, Robert, big fan. Been listening to your show for over 5 years. I told you those Canadians are wild and crazy.
Wow.
I love them. 5 years of Canadian listening. I was at the Total Health Show in Toronto last Sunday. Was it really only last Sunday? A week from yesterday. Oh, no, it was a week from 2 days ago. Yeah,
sounds right.
Time is flying. How did we get here? And I got to meet you while you were doing your live show at the event. You signed my copy of Unlock the Power to Heal. I also bought the last copy of Cancer Step Outside the Box. Unfortunately, I had to leave early, and I was not able to get my copy signed by Ty. Okay, I will have a talk with Ty. How dare him not sign your copy? Oh, wait, you left early. Okay, never mind. It's not Ty's. During one of the commercial breaks, I asked you this question. On a previous show, you mentioned something about a study that showed the relationship between blood pressure medications and dementia. I would like to know where I can find more about that study. Hope to see you in Toronto next year. I think you will see me in Toronto next year. But, Super D, you and I were talking about this. I think I sent you a message about this, too, after that this guy asked the question. Because there was a vague memory of covering a story like that. But I think it turned out, as we were digging deep, and you dug even deeper, that the story wasn't so much about blood pressure meds as it was about PPIs. What was it? The proton pump inhibiting drugs.
Yeah, this was I don't know, it was a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah.
And it was the first of two different stories that we've covered about PPIs and how they're linked to different things. The first time was a link to dementia.
Right.
And then just recently we found a link to kidney disease, kidney failure.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it was a growing list. Now, do I doubt that pump inhibiting drugs create dementia? No, we're clear on that. But the question is about beta blockers, right? A lot of the blood pressure drugs are beta blockers. How do they impact on it? Now, if you have low blood pressure, that could be devastating for the flow of blood to the head, right? You're talking about getting it all the way up to the head, and then boom, if you ever stood up too fast, there's something called orthostatic hypotension. Have you ever had this, Super D?
Describe it to me.
It's not a trick question, and you won't be embarrassed if you say yes. I'm not sure. Let me look. No. Orthostatic hypotension. In other words, you're sitting down for a long time. You stand up real fast, and you get lightheaded.
You
pass
out, fall on your face.
Or you almost fall down, right?
Yes. Yeah,
it's like,
of course.
Yeah. And I remember Dr. King would talk about that. You can check that, and that could be related to a glandular issue, like a thyroid issue as well. But if remember, there's other stories we've covered over the years, too, about how the elderly have elevated blood pressure, but it might be an important thing to keep the cognitive function going. That it was a positive adaptation for survival for keeping you from dementia. So the elevated blood pressure would guarantee that you get the blood flow to the brain. So how does the blood pressure...
I will say this. Mm-hmm. There have been studies that have shown a link between high blood pressure... Mm-hmm. And dementia.
Right. But again, the thing is, Andre, I apologize. I mean, I don't know if we misspoke or if you misheard us, but as we were looking back in the notes, we couldn't find the reference to that specific study, although we found the PPIs, you know, the proton pump inhibiting drug references to dementia. So if we missed it, maybe we got to do a good gopher search. If you go to goodgopher.com, if Google doesn't have it, or you can go into Google Science, and sometimes they'll have it if it's not controversial. And I think it probably wouldn't be controversial that they suppress information about a link to blood pressure medications and dementia. But you can conceive of irregularities within blood pressure impacting mental health later in life. Dementia, potentially. It's not a stretch. The question is, what is the exact pathway? I'm not exactly sure at this moment. But if you please reach
now,
out
you know
to
what?
Again.
There is one other thing that I think I may have overlooked here. And I don't know if we covered this or not, but there have been some stories talking about how blood pressure medications can cause memory loss.
Ooh, that might be it.
Might be it. Yes, there has been a shown link between memory loss and blood pressure medication, among other different types of prescription drugs.
See if you can blast that. If you can track down that, I know, because we've got hundreds of stories. I mean, hundreds is an understatement that we cover. And a lot of them we don't even get to, but if you can track that down, we'll reference it again.
Yeah, I'll grab that here.
Okay. All right. Another news, we go into the story of cannabis occasionally, don't we? And I think now is a good time as any.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
You notice how quiet it's been since we had the FDA attacking CBD from hemp, saying, oh, it's illegal. They were really trying, because they knew they had no leg to stand on legally, lawfully, because CBD as a dietary supplement from hemp is indeed completely legal and lawful to sell in all 50 states, as long as you don't make a drug claim about it. It's a dietary supplement. But I think what this amounts to is that they were trying to slow down the growth and the awareness so that health food stores would be afraid to pick it up. People would be afraid to order it. And I think we've got Stuart Tomk scheduled later in the week. I want to get that confirmed from him, because they knew the FDA knew they couldn't stop the sale of CBD in this way, but they knew that they could lie about it enough that would scare folks and maybe it would slow down the growth in the retail market. We'll talk to Stuart about that. But interesting news here. This is actually a great story related to cannabis. Federal court ruling stands. The Department of Justice, that's an oxymoron if there ever was one, cannot target medical marijuana providers operating within state law. Now, this is stunning for a number of reasons. One, this has been going on since 1996, this particular case. Lynette Shaw, she ran the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana from 1996 until it was shut down by federal action in 2011. Of course, the threats and the threats and the threats, finally they shut it down. And she sued. And, of course, initially they ruled against her. She got it reversed, and they were climbing on up. And the Department of Justice said, you know what? If it's legal in a state, the state has said that it can be done, you could have medical marijuana dispensaries, the federal government cannot come in and shut it down. And this is the Ninth Circuit Court in California. Now, what this does is it affirms something that we've been talking about here for many years, and that is not the supremacy clause, particularly in the Constitution. Because, you know, liberals that love big government, love federal mandates, and it's true, too, for some conservatives on some issues as well, if I can call them that, where the political left and right participate in federal supremacy when it's something that's their pet project. But this court acknowledged that the feds are not supreme to the states, specifically when the federal government does not make laws in pursuance with the Constitution. There is no enumerated power granting them the ability to prohibit the use, sale, etc. of this plant. And so this is an absolute huge breakthrough for a federal court to acknowledge. In this case, they didn't say it in so many words, as far as I can tell, that the Tenth Amendment is real. Powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. And that's great news. Now, whether the Ninth Circuit ruled this way or not, it's still true, but it is stunning that they did indeed acknowledge it. Now we move to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has now become the 24th state, and the District of Columbia, too, to sign a medical marijuana bill to another state that nullified federal law. Again, more 10th Amendment activity here. This last Sunday, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania signed the bill into law that will provide seriously ill Pennsylvanians with legal access to medical cannabis. It was SB3, and now Pennsylvania is the 24th state. Still, the Obama administration has not changed the scheduling of marijuana from Schedule 1, the same list that includes cocaine and heroin. And boy, do we got a heroin news story for you a little later in the show. May make some of you laugh, may make some of you cry, but we are going to cover it. But I find that first story, Super Don, absolutely stunning that a federal court actually ruled in favor of states in this case. That's a good sign.
You know, we've been talking about states' rights, and you know, our friends over at the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, this is very encouraging to see something like this.
It really is.
It's a bit unexpected, but welcome.
Welcome, exactly. States' rights, it's not just for racists anymore. Oh, did I say that? See, that's the argument. They say that. It's like, oh, you believe in states' rights. You want slavery back. This is the kind of crazy stuff we have to deal with. Localized people, there's not going to be anywhere. Well, there's already a slavery on the federal level. It's called the income tax. Ooh, did I say that? Good Lord. See, Punchy McStuffins returns after this break to go dumpster diving. With you.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
CBD, you can get it from our friends at CannaVest, CannaVest.com, known as CV Sciences now. And RSV 15 gets you 15% off. Just remember to enter it in when you order, because some folks are going, I don't know why I didn't get the 15% off. Did you enter the code? Oh, I didn't know I had to enter the code.
You can't say Robert Scott Bell to the computer. You have to actually type it in.
Yeah, type it in. Unless you have voice recognition software. But it's RSV 15.
Yeah.
By the way, I just got an email from them. And if you're already on the email list, this is kind of cool. They're doing webinars now. And this next webinar is going to be Friday. And basically, it's CBD for your health. It's a webinar series. It's a monthly thing. And Josh Hendricks, CV Sciences Director of Business Development, talking about domestic production, revitalizing hemp agriculture in the U.S. That could be really cool. You do have to RSVP. There's codes to get on and all of that. I don't know, Super D. Maybe we could throw it in the notes or blast it out through social media. That could be cool. Yeah.
I will send that out as we speak.
Yeah, maybe if we talk to Stuart on Stuart Tomp on Thursday, we can get that on the air. We can plug.
Yeah,
it as
you
well.
Know what? Here's the bummer of this. I know we've got him booked for Thursday. Really looking for always a blast to have Stuart on, but it's too bad we couldn't get him on tomorrow.
Really? Why tomorrow?
Do you know what the date is tomorrow?
No, I don't. Oh, it's 4/20, and I actually know what that means now.
Yeah.
Remember when we were out at the 420 event in Colorado a couple of years ago? I knew what 420 meant at the time.
No, you've been schooled quite a bit ever since you met me, but you know.
Since then, yeah. All right, well, speaking of the munchies, you're getting hungry. Where are you going to get food if you don't want to pay for it? They did a test. A couple did a test. Grant Baldwin and Jen Rustemeyer only ate food from dumpsters for 6 months straight. Basically, the only other thing was they had some leftovers from somebody. But for the most part, they got all of their food that was being thrown away.
Hmm.
He actually gained 10 pounds. She maintained her weight, and they never went hungry. They never got sick. They didn't get E. coli.
And, you know, they started this, and I think it ended up being a documentary. They believe 40%, you know, the statement that 40% of food was wasted. Remember, we talked about that. It's not that too much alcohol consumption by the food. That's not what I meant by the food getting wasted. It's just thrown away. And they wanted to see, is that for real and who's doing it? And so they actually went and they got food that was being dumped out from grocery stores. And they said even if you wanted to eat vegan and all organic or all gluten-free, no problem. You could do it. They're throwing out stuff that are fresh and if they have a bruise on them or they're shaped funny. They said tubs of unexpired hummus, whole cartons of eggs that were fine, but one corner was broken. And they even scored a gigantic package of still frozen chicken that was big enough to last them for 2 months. And they had.
Now, I got to say, this is one of the more interesting articles I've read in a while.
Yeah.
Because your initial reaction when you read the headline about these people that ate food from dumpsters for 6 months,
yeah,
it's just kind of like, oh, come on, what kind of a crazy story is this? But really what they do is they highlight some things here that I think are really important takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we waste a lot of food, man. I mean,
they validated that.
There is so much food waste that goes on. There's so many people out there, you know, regardless why, there are people out there that are hungry, okay? And, you know, they sure could use the food. Mm-hmm. And so these guys really proved a good point, I think.
Yeah, this is the thing about it. It was a stunning review and a rebuke of those who say we need GMOs to feed the world. If we're throwing out 40% of the food, how many people right now that are on food stamps, all they need to do is go to the back of the grocery store and line up and get their stuff for free without any stamps?
Not preferably before it goes in the dumpster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the point of that is there's massive waste built into the system. When they all say, well, we'll cut the fraud and waste in government, right? That's how we're going to save money. Nah, I don't believe it. I mean, there is a lot there, but that's a fraction of it. In reality, you do have waste in terms of food that goes bad before it goes bad. In fact, a lot of the stuff that even went bad was just off. They said it wasn't really off. And they ate that too, and they never got sick. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Archives will be available first and foremost right from our syndicator, GCN, then also Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, Epic Times, SoundCloud as well, of course, now, and UK Health Radio. Thank you for being here. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up, and we'll get to the democracy vote on the name of a boat that will make you laugh. It made me laugh later. The power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.